This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
So another episode of the pat-down. Welcome to another episode of the pat-down, and I'm here with my friend,
Chris.
Chris Spangler.
Close.
And Dion Curtis.
What up, y'all?
Yeah, I blanked the fuck out. I want to eat my lunch. I'm here on set at the Miss Pat Show, so we're gonna make this sweet, fast,
short, like and a little gay.
Like them.
No,
I gotta
sir.
Go back to goddamn work, but I had to come and talk to y'all because I love you guys. So y'all stay tuned after the music, and we're gonna learn how Dion lost his dick in an alligator pond.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
How y'all doing? I'm on set.
Yeah, how's lunch going? What's for lunch today?
Oh my God, Chris! You know the man we had on Miss Pat Settles It?
Yes. Oh.
Got it.
Dion, it was some sort of like lime salsa or pineapple salsa, mango. Oh my God! It was the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
I can believe it. She always has good catering.
You know, catering is awesome.
Now that we can talk about it, you know what happened during Miss Pat Settles It is I noticed what you always talked about that first season is how they fret over you and how annoying that can be. They want to, they we'll get your food. I don't want you getting my food. You might have the food touching. I don't want it touching, you know, and then I get in line.
Like an autistic white man.
I get in line and the sound guys and a producer get behind me. I go, what are you doing? Get in. I'm not cutting
one second,
you.
One second.
What'd you eat today? No. I sound like your mom. Don't
looks
I? What'd
like,
you have for lunch today?
Looks like pulled pork.
What'd you have for lunch today?
Pulled pork or chicken?
I had a taco salad.
Mm. Yeah, so
it was so good.
So I get in line for the food and like three people go and get behind me. And I go, no, come on, please. And they're like, we have to let you go or else we get in trouble. I'm like, what is this? This is amazing. So, but they're like, whatever you need. I'm like, well, Ray J's bank account. Can you give me?
Well, I try really hard not to get used to that because that shit only lasts 8 to 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to start and then I can't keep up.
I can see how people get sucked into that and start thinking they're very special. When you live, if you lived on set like that, yeah, you could see how that happened easy.
Especially if you were a child actor,
yeah,
or actress, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we have some you start young.
We have some really good guest cast. What's the lady name? Deborah Wilson. Y'all know who that is?
Can you say that on? Do I need to edit that out? Okay.
I know the lady who's on from Mad TV.
Always play Whitney Houston.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to tell y'all the role she's playing, but Debbie, when I tell you she is selling it, she's scaring the shit out of me.
She was great with her feud with Bret Hart. Y'all remember that?
You know what?
She had a feud with Bret Hart on Mad TV.
Oh, really? The wrestler?
Her? Yeah. Her and that fat white dude that was on Mad TV.
Will Sasso?
Yeah, her and Bret Hart had a feud on Mad TV. I don't know if it was real or not, but that shit was funny.
Really?
Let's see if I can find it.
What happened to Mad TV? I guess nobody can really compete against Saturday Night Live, huh?
I liked it better a lot of the time.
They changed the cast.
Yeah.
And I think that's what killed it. Like, they got a bunch of new, because it was Aries Spears, Deborah Wilson. What's that black dude's name?
I just saw him. He was in the Leo on Netflix.
He does a shit ton of voices.
Yeah.
What's his fucking name?
Whitney Houston, because I don't remember.
That's kind of what she's known for from that, was the...
I'm going to ask her, did the real Whitney Houston ever call you up and say, bitch? Did she say that? I wonder, did the real Whitney Houston ever call her up and say, I'm going to beat your goddamn ass? Because you know what? I would rather see another sketch show than Saturday Night Live. Because Saturday Night Live kind of really walked the line.
Yeah, they play it safe.
They safe. You know where... I want to see a motherfucker. I want to see a sketch show like We Talk.
The only time they're not safe is during that Michael Che and Colin segment.
Yeah. Well, you know why there's a half... I just learned this like last week. The reason there's a halftime Super Bowl show is they used to have like marching bands and all kinds of dumb shit. And then In Living Color had right after Fox was premiering, they counter-programmed the Super Bowl. They said, hey, during the halftime show, we're going to have dancing and music and sketches. Come on over. And like 35 million people switched over. And that's the next year they got Michael Jackson to do the halftime show because everybody realized, oh, there's an audience for this. It was In Living Color that totally changed it.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Boy, you can't tell me when Black Get It is over. Oh, I remember her.
We've all enjoyed music from the world's number one pop diva, Whitney Houston. Well, she's back, and she's using her golden voice to bring us some great American classics with her double CD set, Whitney Screws Up the Classics.
What the world feel now is repairs and run.
Listen as Whitney screws up your favorite classics over and
wait,
again.
Who told you to stop the music? Who told you to stop? Bitch, who told you to stop?
AJ, tell him Bobby's college fund is not for bail. I'm not playing.
Smoking on a dock of the bay. I'm just smoking on a dock of the bay.
Wow.
She's a great singer.
You would think she would quit. Oh, but no, not Whitney. She's high, and we've recorded her on her double CD collection. Listen as she screws up one song
did
after
they
another.
Say she was high?
Yes.
Get off this tour and crap. Y'all a mess.
I said fix it.
Even her pimp, I mean husband, her husband, gets into the act.
Like sweet mountain dew. Like plain sea. You like the Limburger cheese.
I dedicate my life. I love apple pie. It was underneath to play with my feet.
Wait, hey, baby, I'm
look at his nose, it's white.
Nigga need a hit.
Bobby, you ain't had a hit in 10 years.
Well, I'm about to have one right now. Girl, move out the
no,
way.
In the
don't you ever touch my body.
No.
Girl, what's wrong with
you? Oh, she started choking her and kissing her.
Get your copy of Whitney Houston Screws Up the Classics.
Let's do this again. Come on, y'all. Come on,
all
y'all.
Proceeds will go to the Bobby Brown Baby Mama.
Get back to Jersey. Don't mess with my time. I got a baby.
Oh my God.
Man, 90s television. People talk, oh, it's just so conservative. It's way more conservative now that I've been watching Married with Children again. And holy, 90s TV was not joking around.
Hey, show one. Hold on. Let's take a break.
All right. Hey. We'll be right back. Yeah, you got to ask her if Whitney ever reached out about that. That was spicy.
I'm going to ask her, too. I'm definitely going to ask her. Because I know Whitney called her the fuck out. But that's what before everybody went south.
Mm-hmm.
That choke looked real. I ain't going to lie. That was a good acting by both of them.
But TV was so much better when you can be honest. That's all...
Everybody's afraid of it's the old church ladies that used to cancel Bob and Tom and Howard Stern never went away. They're still around. You just now you've added young white progressive women.
I think the understanding was different back in the 90s. Like those jokes weren't made to hurt people's feelings. They were made to be funny. Whereas now if you make those jokes, people assume you're trying to hurt somebody's feelings instead of just make the joke. I don't know what they call the shift in the thinking process of we're just saying it to be funny because it's funny, not thinking about hurting people's feelings. Whereas nowadays, everybody's so self-conscious and afraid of offending people.
Yeah, it was. And then that also kind of creates this whole, group of people who are intentionally offensive and trying, just sort of racist. Yeah. I saw John Cleese live. He was really good. He's the Monty Python guy. And he was saying, racial jokes. You used to make Polish jokes and Jewish jokes and all that, and it was because you're making fun of your cousin. You're not making fun of, I forget what the term he used, but like...
Oh, race of people.
Yeah, it's like we all live next to each other, we were ethnically identifying as one thing, but we weren't being mean, you weren't trying to hurt people's feelings, you were just sort of like making jokes like you would as your brother when we were writing Monty Python, and he's like, now... Everybody takes everything as if you're trying to be intentionally hurtful as opposed to just sort of like you love Nikea. You don't think he's really that stupid or fat.
You can't put words in people's mouth, Chris.
Face. I figured she'd follow it up with no. She looked at me like the Grinch.
You've heard her say she don't love you like Jesus do. She want her goddamn money.
I just think the world is just sensitive and fucking. I'm not saying you gotta be. I'm not saying you gotta be rude. I mean, you wouldn't say. I mean, you can't say stuff like you know, all gay people should die. But you definitely should be able to make a gay joke and not all gay people cry about it.
Yeah, like the Senate guy. There's lots of comedy in the Senate guy getting fucked in the Senate.
Did he work there?
Yes.
That had to be a dream for him to get fucked. Who fucked him?
It was a German guy. It was a German guy who's here on exchange. And so if you
who
don't
recorded it.
Them. They did it. He uploaded his own Snapchat. So I'm at the work Christmas party yesterday, and somebody goes, oh, congratulations on your kids. Can I see a picture? And I go, sure. So I pull out my phone, and this is the photo that popped up.
Oh, my God.
Is that him?
It's him. That's the guy. He was the bottom. Yeah. So his name is... Aiden was the staffer for a Democratic senator, and they were in the House Judiciary Committee room, and he put it up on Snapchat, on the closed private circle Snapchat. So somebody snitched, and it said, this is where Justice, what's his face, testified, and this is where she testified, and then this is where I got a German sausage covered in Jaeger sauce. And somebody sent that to the Daily Caller, who then put it out and posted the video of him getting slammed from behind. They posted the actual video of him getting, and then they noted that it was unprotected sex, so he got fired. And then the liberal media said,
right. Yeah. He got fired because he didn't put on no condom?
No, he got fired because he fucked in the judiciary room on some senator's desk. You can't do that.
Did he put out a statement saying that dick don't have nothing to do with the work he do?
He put out a statement basically saying, I think it's unfortunate that I'm getting backlash because of homophobia. No, motherfucker, you fucked in the judiciary room.
Yeah, that you got fired for where you got fucked, not who fucked you.
But they identified the guy who was fucking him, and it was this German exchange student who was like, and he's real handsome too. I'll see if I can find a picture.
So they know each other? Did he come all the way to America for that booty?
I think they met, you know.
That's a long way to travel for the lady. You know, they ain't that down the street. I run out of gas. That's a long way to travel for some lady.
Who are you fucking that right out of gas?
Oh, he's been crazy. He's on OnlyFans.
He's on a Reddit. He's got a subreddit where he's very out, very proud. I see what I think, like, you. Why would you screw up your life by putting it on Snapchat? He must have an OnlyFans that he's trying to promote, because for Google, the rest of his life, he will be this guy.
Damn. I wonder, did he charge him? So, but the whole thing that gets me is you saying that they only took it down because they realized it was unprotected sex. Who was looking like this?
The conservative bloggers were.
So the conservative blogger wrote and said, he ain't got on no car.
Yes.
Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime. Not in Texas anymore. It isn't.
All lives matter. You ain't going to get the booty pregnant. What they carry got a condom on?
It's poop in there.
They don't want no STDs floating around in this good earth.
Was he gonna fuck you too? Like, y'all not sharing the same penis? I don't understand.
Have you seen the video, Pat?
No.
Do you want to?
Yeah, let me see the video.
No. No, you don't.
Let me see the video.
All right, hold on. Let me find it.
I can hear the YouTube comments right now. Why can't we see the video?
You can find it. It's over at the Daily Caller. I gotta try and find it here.
You can find it up on the senator getting banged by Russian.
They all do it. I don't understand why they're so mad at this guy.
Yeah, this is not the first person.
I mean, he's not the first person to have sex in that room. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, they were having sex in there way back in the day.
I bet you he's not the first dude to get fucked in the butt in that room either.
All the taxpayers are getting fucked in there.
They sure do. They fuck us every time.
All right, so here, this is, the article is titled, Senate Staffer Caught Filming Gay Sex Tape in Senate Hearing Room. Look at the arch in that back, Miss Pat. You haven't had that.
That's gotta be Photoshop.
Had that kind of arch since fourth grade.
Motherfucker got a BBL.
Oh my God. Now everybody ain't gonna want to sit there.
You know, some senator going, that's my desk.
I want to see the real pictures.
That's all
bad enough. Oh, that was.
He's really crazy.
Oh God.
They were like, he was like butt naked. I was expecting him to just have their pants down. This thing had no clothes on whatsoever.
At all.
Around barefoot.
They have videotape of every January 6th protester invading, picking their nose, but this guy, they didn't get on tape. Nobody saw him walking in.
No, what's crazy is nobody's gonna want to sit where he was fucking at.
Yeah, they get rid of that chair for real.
They need to burn that whole side of the room.
Cut that piece of carpet out.
I burn the whole place down. Make me happy. Come on.
Well,
that was wild.
That's what you can definitely say. We get fucked in Congress.
Have you ever had sex at work, Pat?
I ain't never really had a job, Chris.
did you hear Jasmine go, oh, Jesus?
Jasmine, my nail lady.
Garrett never walked into your trailer and gave you that look and you kicked everybody out?
Nah, we ain't fucking in no trailer. We can't pull our pants down and up that quick.
No, I've never
Plus
had
the that. Trailers are pretty close to each other. I'm sure somebody hears something.
Dion, you had the stacked pickle in the freezer, right?
I never had sex at the stacked pickle, but at old Morty's, yeah. Yeah. I had a lot of sex at Morty's.
Where at Morty's?
Upstairs, on stage, in the green room.
On the stage.
Yeah. back in the kitchen. Yeah. Damn.
Oh, my God. The world is nasty.
Everybody was fucking at Morty's.
I believe
at
it.
At Morty's.
Oh, God, yeah.
Y'all was fucking at Morty's?
Yeah.
You didn't hear him. He just said he fucked in the kitchen, on the stage. Everywhere.
Before they tore it down, yeah.
You didn't fuck on the dishes, did you?
Huh?
The dishes.
No.
Did you fuck at the old Morty's next to the sushi place or just the Mexican Morty's?
Yep.
I wonder why that place is so dirty looking. The carpet at old Morty's is gross.
That wasn't because of me. I never came on the carpet.
Oh, who was that? Who was that walked in and somebody was getting their dick sucked?
I mean, that could be any number of people.
You got to be more specific.
I've literally got three names in my head right now. And you know, Bowers is always trying.
What is Bowers doing now?
He's doing great. Last I see him on social media, he's on, you know.
He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, living in L.A., doing rooms. Chris Bowers, owner of Morty's.
Former owner of Morty's.
Gained 200 bags.
No, he's skinny. He's
kept it off. He's kept it off.
You look skinny too. Like, I saw a picture of you, Pat, the other day, and I went, holy shit.
I'm trying. I ain't officially there yet, but I'm trying.
Well, unfortunately, we have to cut this one short because Pat has to go back on set, and I've got a meeting at 4, but...
Yeah, I'm on my way back to set, so make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com for tickets for your girl that I made it to. I'm on my way to Connecticut, and I'm on my way to Albany, New York for New Year's. And make sure you keep watching Miss Pat Sells It.
Yeah, congrats on the great ratings. I saw you post something that it was doing well, and your other show was in the top ratings, too.
Yeah, we was 10 of the black shows. We two of them.
Nice.
And with that said, I will see y'all next week.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.